Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke it.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
Is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening, good evening. This is T-A-Z on A-T-A-Z-P live on Blog Talk Radio, your host. In the building, in the fake me out building, but on the phone, I have my cousin, Chris Jordan, in the house.
Hey, turn it up. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, man. Hey, wait a minute. We got a phone call early, And it's a 419 number. 419, you on the line. You on the line. I know it's somebody that we know.
I'm on the line?
There you go. You're live. Who is this?
Well, this is Addie, but I didn't mean to be on the live line.
Okay, then. I'm going to tell you what, Addie. We're going to say hi. I'm glad you're talking,
okay,
though. We're going to say hi, and I'm going to put you back on mute. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you.
Love
you.
Love you, cuz.
That's our cousin, Addie Jordan. So, Chris, go on, fella. Hey, wait a minute. One thing, in the intro, I know you heard your father on there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had to. I was like, yo, sound like my dad.
He was on the show.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this show since 2004. So, you know, I got a whole lot of shows I've done.
Oh, yeah.
So I cut away different parts of different shows. And I know I was thinking when he was talking, I said, I wonder if Chris knows there's his dad on there.
Oh, yeah. When he started talking about the book, man.
Yeah, yeah. I want you to introduce yourself to everybody and tell people exactly what you do, bro. I already know, but there's probably some new listeners that does not know exactly what you do in the field of music.
All right. Well, my name is Chris Jordan, as you all know. I am a producer when it comes to the music. I play keys. I dibble and dabble with a few other instruments. And I do a little bit of writing. But as far as that goes, yep, I produce music.
Now, is it all genres?
I'm not really in the box. Now, right now, I'm not saying I'm working on all genres. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I play organ in church at the moment. I'm working on some jazz material and a little bit of hip-hop material. So it's not more so mixed like yours is with the jib chop. You know, the jazz has its own lane and the hip hop has its own lane. So, you know, I'm kind of just trying to stay
right.
true to it right now and, you know, see what I can do.
Right, right. I'm going to tell you, it was always an experience when you would come to the house and we recorded those two albums, like probably in 4 days collectively.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. I missed those days.
I mean, it was easy because I make so many beats during the course of a day. And like Chris, we go out and play pool outside the studio and just let the music play. And then Chris will say, ooh, mark that one. I want that song right there. And then you listen to something, oh, wait a minute, mark that one. After we get two or three, well, let's go in the studio and put it down.
Get to work, yeah. Get to
and
work.
That was,
yeah, get to work, man.
That was easy, but it was easy for us because you were going off the top of your head, and when I made the beats, of course, it was easy for me. So, man, we collectively put in work on a song probably as long as the song, 3 or 4 minutes. That's about it.
Literally, like it was a lot of stuff off the top of my head.
So, when you do your music now, do you do the same process?
No. No, not nearly. In the beginning, yes. Like the creation of it, a lot of this stuff is off the top of my head. But no, I find that you need to be a little more intentional in what you're trying to do versus just trying to record. You know what I mean? You have to have some type of vision in what you want to or what your product to sound like before you even start.
Right, and that's the way I find myself doing when I make beats. But every time I make beats, I'm counting. I know when everything's coming in. I know what I want here. I know what I want. I mean, you know, it's a process. But it seems okay. I'm just gonna say it like it is. It seems like God has taken over the whole creation because I'm gonna tell you right now. A lot of people look at how I do it and say I couldn't do it like that. And to me, it's easy. Just like I look at you. When you play the keys, I'm thinking, man, I can't do it like that. But I know it's easy for him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I know a lot of people is bewildered looking at you going, how in the world do you come up with this? Do you get that sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. Yes, I do sometimes. But lately, I've been wanting to surround myself with people that make me say that. Like, that way I can get a little better because I don't want to be the best in the room. I can't sharpen my tool like that. I always want to be in a position where I can constantly be learning.
Okay, I'm going to play a track, one of the tracks you gave me. I took two.
Okay.
And the track,
okay.
Imagination. Because I played them before. You have been here on the show before. Explain Imagination before I let it rip.
Okay, cool.
Explain it. Exactly what you was going for on this song.
Okay, so Imagination, actually, so Imagination, when I did it, of course, you know, it's Willy Wonka remake. And I was working on...
Okay.
A few years ago, I was working on a project for a dancer, an actual dancer to dance to. And so I was like, cool, maybe I could flip this in a way. I was already working on it. I let her hear it. And then so I kind of just went with the idea I was already initially going for the EP I was working on. And that's how that happened. So the initial idea was just me wanting to do something different with the whole Willy Wonka pure imagination idea. And then when I kind of got into it, the vibe of the song kind of just took over, especially at the end. But I wanted to make it feel like a concert bandish, like jazz band, high school kind of. I wanted to go back as far as the feel was concerned. So I didn't want it to feel like an actual studio session.
Here it is.
So that's where
Imagination. Chris Jordan. I love that, man. I never heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man.
And I never heard it. I love
oh,
that.
Wow. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Was it on
me back to actually when I recorded.
Was it on a project or one of your projects?
Yeah, it was on a Neo Church EP that came out like 7 years ago.
Yeah, I played it, but I had a couple favorites on there, so I did have a couple of favorites on that one.
I'm going to have to go back to the EP live.
When did Neo Church come out?
2014. I want to say October
2014. Okay. I remember, I'm going to bust you out right now. I remember when you were staying with us. And you were staying with us, right? Mm. There's a few things I got to say about when you were staying with us. But this particular time, I had taken out the salmon a day before.
Man, listen.
And you see
listen,
me.
That's, listen, Doc. you're the reason why I got salmon. I got salmon recipes for days because of you.
I took it out. And me and Darlene was out and about. I guess we went to dinner or something. I forget what he's doing. You called Darlene's phone and said, "Where are y'all at?" Like you were up here.
Yo, I remember. Yeah.
Like you were James Jordan himself.
I thought you was going to cook that salmon. So, I came back looking for it.
Yeah, I know. And you called up like you was James Jordan. My uncle.
Oh, yeah.
It was mad. Okay. Here go another time. Remember, me and you was there, and G. Wright came there with his clothes, and he said, Darlene said she'll wash my clothes. So he had one Air Force bag full of clothes, and he said, "Well, TAZ, I got more clothes out there." I said, "Boy, you better bring them all in here because Darlene gonna be mad. You just bring, you know what?" It was a big bag, but I said, you better bring all of them.
Right.
And he had four. And he had clothes all over the house. Remember? And me and you were like, what did you wear? And he kept on talking about, I was buying more clothes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember. I remember.
But buying more draws, everything. And I was looking at some of his draws. They were holy. Remember, they were holy.
See?
Even though you're a preacher, they were holy. And I told that cat, I said, I hate to break it down to you. Darlene ain't washing these.
Mm-hmm.
Darlene is not washing these. Man, me and you was tripping. We were taking pictures with the clothes.
He had some undershirts in there, too.
Man, I mean, he had all kind of clothes because he had it all laid out where we had that jacuzzi. He had it on top of there because we had the cover on. He had that on top of there, all over that whole section of the house. Man, you were clowning.
I remember that.
He was supposed to be calling in, but he doesn't show it this time. And that is Reverend Dr. G. Wright. Now, that's why I you didn't know he was a doctor?
I knew he was a doctor.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was a rev now.
Yeah. He's doing that too. And he preaches on the show. Matter of fact, I tell you what, Chris, you got to make some time and be on his show too.
Okay, I'll make.
That's what you got to do. I'll talk to him too.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I'm going to play the song that I had a surprise for you. And the name of the song is True Love. You recorded it. It's a raw recording, but I thought it was all right after I mixed it down. This is called It's True Love with Chris Jordan and G. Wright.
Oh, got some things that I'm going through, but there's a lot of things that are on my mind. I need so much help with these problems, Lord, but I don't have much time. With you right by my side, I know I'll be just fine. Got a vision that I gotta make plans. To get to heaven, gotta take the holy train. There are consequences in our life, but everything will be just fine. Now who says that your problem is greater? Now who says that your life is much better? We are working for Christ, trying to live a safe life. Why don't we do it together? Got some things I'm going through, but there's a lot of things that are on my mind. I need so much help with these problems, Lord, but I don't have much time. With you right by my side, I know I'll be just fine. Got a vision that I've gotta make. Having gotta take the holy train. There are consequences in our lives, but everything will be just fine. Now who says that your problem is greater? Now who says that your life is much better? We're all working for Christ, trying to live a safe life. Why don't we do it together? Got some things I'm going through, but there's a lot of things that are on my mind. I need so much help with these problems, Lord, but I don't have much time. With you right by my side, I know I'll be just to you. I've taken the steps because your love is true.
Yeah, man. I went back through
and I was listening to some songs on this recorder that I got 500 tracks on, and I was like, hey, that's Chris and them.
Yeah, man.
So I said, let me go on and let me go on and send that one. I wanted to ask you, what is it like being in the ATL now that you got freedom to meet all these people, all these creative people that do music? What is it like, man?
Well, I mean, things are different now. Atlanta is very, very huge and rich with opportunity when it comes to music or anything in the creative field. And so I think for me now, because I am in such a big production mode mentally, this is a really good place to be. Because again, it's just too much opportunity, too many things to do. I believe now having a plan, ATL, I don't think there's any other place I would rather be right now.
Now,
yeah,
you played live on a couple people's sets around town. Who did you play with?
Lately, you know, everything's kind of been shut down. You know what I mean? But
when
I first kind of got here, right. You know, so recently the latest people I've been playing with is the Swiss Experience. One of my homies, he does a lot of film stuff, but he has his own little game show. It's really, really huge. It's going to be huge as long as he keeps it going. So, you know, there's that. I did some stuff with the Atlanta Jazz Players. It was a jazz band. Really cool stuff. We did the City Winery last year or the year before. I can't remember because time is just not last year, because last year is when COVID. So it would have been the year before last. That going. The jazz band was really cool because it got me back into reading and composing a little more. And that's what I think I really want to get more into, is back into composing. Church is always top of the list. I saved that for last because he always saved the best for last. I don't consider that a gig. I consider that my assignment. That's my life. So that's not around the town type of thing.
No.
But at the moment, yep, that's all I'm doing. I got some new music coming soon, too. So I'll keep you posted with that.
Now, do you like writing lyrics, or you more like on the composing end, which I'm sure that's what you're getting ready to say. But do you like writing lyrics too to some of your tracks?
Yeah, actually I do. So no, I do. But it's weird. And so as a writer, if I'm not looking to write that song, or if I'm not performing on that particular song, then I probably won't write the lyrics unless I hear the lyrics and the song at the same time. So, and if that's the case, then that's completely different.
So, as you're playing the music, and you can kind of hear the lyrics in your mind, that's when you write them. Is that what you're saying?
I write it all out at the same time. There's been times where I might have been messing around on a keyboard or whatever, and wrote a whole song, lyrics and keys, everything. You know what I mean? Just needed to add all the rest of the production around it. There's some times where I can just come up with a groove and be like, okay, I need to send this to somebody. Because it's just not something I'm going to do something with. You know what I mean? So there's that. But because I'm a jazz head, you know, most of the time I'm okay with just not having lyrics at all.
Right. I guess it works the opposite for me. Because I write lyrics.
See?
And I write the... But sometimes I can do the music and have the lyrics written down and come up with a whole nother melody the next day if I don't put it down that day.
See, yeah. Now, there's some beats where it's like, okay, you can make, and you'll write multiple songs on one beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just like, because there's so many ways you can go. It's like, oh, it just feels that good. I have a track right now that I'm working on, and it's a track like that. It's like, oh, my goodness, I can go this way. And the artist I sent it to, he was like, can I do this? And at first I was like, nah. And I'm like, nah, wait a minute. Write as many songs, as many verses, and as many directions as you can. We can see what we can do.
Yeah, that's the way. And you know what? Being a producer, when I send stuff to other people, They do it a totally different way than I thought it was going to come out. And I'd be like, I'm digging that.
Yeah, man. I think that's one of the greatest things to do is to find out what music sounds like in someone else's head.
Right.
That's really cool. That's really cool. It's fascinating to me.
Now, do you, because a lot of artists I talk to on the show, they say sometimes they wake up in the middle of the night and got to put it down so they won't forget. Does that happen to you?
No. Me and Midnight Songs, no. Normally because I'm listening to music in my head all day long. So, and it's been like that for me as a kid, since I was a kid, excuse me. So I don't have to have headphones, and my head's going to probably be nodding most of the time. It's just literally it's just music constantly going on. So once I'm asleep, I'm asleep.
You sound like me, bro. We related. I told somebody after 10 o'clock, I ain't making no beat, dog, because I got to count measures. I got to count where I'm coming in at, and I'm sleepy. I ain't count. I'll be missing it all day. Oh, nah, I can't do that.
Can't do it.
That's why we related. Right. Right there.
Right.
Okay, this other track that I got from you, L-E-M, Lim, explain that.
All right, cool. So LEM is actually an acronym for Life Equals Music, right? The name of my indie label is Life Music Records, and it's mainly about life. You know what I mean? Cool. So movies are motion picture, right? And, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. And so I feel like, you know, put a soundtrack with some pictures, and that's how we get life music. And so I kind of wrote like a little song about what my life would be like if I didn't really, you know, work with music.
Okay.
And that's how that went.
What if music is my gift? I get to work a 9-to-5. Probably spend my mornings hoping that promotion might be mine. What would my profession be? I couldn't create a perfect harmony. I'd probably lose my mind if I couldn't create simple melody. Take me everywhere.
we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zoro Croak kid, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decreased, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, now I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, yo.
That's our cousin Jay Bug doing the drop for me. Chris,
that was dope.
I need a new drop, man. I need a new drop,
man,
and I need
that.
I need
drop
at least.
Is dope.
Ain't it hot? It's hot.
Yeah,
I need
man.
I'm asking you to do a drop. Play some of your music in the background. Talk a little longer, and tell everybody where you can hit you up at, and then just say. And listen to my cousin TAZ on, you know, ATAZP.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, do me a drop. At least 40 seconds, man. Because you did one that was 19 seconds real quick.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I got to tell Jay Bug to do me another drop, too, for real.
Yeah, man, I like that.
When, I got one question. What do you like doing best? You like performing live, or you like to be in the studio?
Ooh, now that's tough. That's tough. That is tough. Because I love them both, and it really depends on who I'm performing with. And be real, like a few years back, I used to perform with Mariba, and she's dope. Oh my goodness, so. Performing with her was cool because the crew was mad crazy dope, super locked in, extremely professional, and I loved every bit of that, you know. But then the studio, and actually like building from an empty canvas or a blank canvas, rather, that's just kind of unmatched because you get to see the beauty in creation at that point. So I'm probably gonna go with the studio.
I figured that. okay. When you first came to Atlanta, and the first time your father bought you and your brother, because it was just only you and your brother, came down and we was in the studio in the old house, you know, downstairs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I know you had to say, Tim don't do no music. He looked like he do music, but he don't do no music.
Right, right.
When you actually found out that I was doing music like 24/7, I know you were, your mind was blown, like this cat got tracks upon tracks upon.
Well, I had questions. I had questions. My number one question was, first off, how? Because I mean, I seen you with the recorder, but I didn't know how you were making your beats. You know what I mean? I had a keyboard. Mm-hmm. I didn't see your keyboard. You know, you had your computer, but I was like, I know, you know, there's a computer, so there needs to be a controller somewhere, you know? And you was really just really crafty with the way you make things happen.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of, you gotta have the right software And I knew that software inside and out. That's what the deal was. And you,
oh, yeah.
You can credit J-Bug with that, because I told J-Bug, I'm getting ready to go and do this. I'm going to do this on another, you know, some more software. Here's J-Bug. No, 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 no. You already know this software. Stay where you at.
Stay with what you
got. Like, you know, I was like all hype. Yeah, I'm going to go. No, 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 no. And I thought about it, and I said, you're right. I'm going to stay where I'm at. Now I've been there making maybe 4,000-5,000 beats. It's crazy,
good,
something
man.
Like that.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah,
now, I'm just what I'm on now. I got an MP3. One of the not the MP3, but MK3. My bad.
MK3. Okay, got you.
Yeah, I got that. That's why I'm making beats at now.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do it too much longer. I'm getting ready to do some beats for you, but I got two more albums. I'm done. That's it. Jazzy Jeff said in the middle of his recordings when he went on a week-long recording and putting it on Facebook, and you could watch him live, and they were creating the music right there. Me and my cousin on my dad's side, he does music. We were checking him out every day. We were like, man, we got to have it. And he'll be on for like 2 hours on Facebook Live. This was about 5-6 years ago. And he said, you only can put out so much music. You only can sell so much of your music.
Mm-hmm.
You sell the little bit that you sell, and the rest, give it away. And there's going to be a due date when you're done creating. It's going to be over with. Now, some people like me and you, we can create forever and ever. That's what I say. But realization kicked in, and I said, man, I got two more albums, and that's it. Dropping this gospel album this year, and two more albums. I'm out. I ain't doing no more unless I do a jazz, you know, CD with you. I'll do that.
Right.
But other than that, that's it. That's it. So do you ever think that you might be, you know, blown out, you know, created out, like where you got to call it quits and say, hey, I'm done? Or do you think you just keep doing
it? No. I'm actually still looking for ways to climb because I don't feel like I've peaked. I feel like I'm actually in a valley and I'm trying to find another hill to climb because this ain't it. And I got to get a little further and a little higher.
I understand. And plus, you still young. I'm over the hill.
Oh, yeah.
The bucket them kicked. I done fell down twice. I mean, I'm done. I'm old. I'm so old, I spell it O-L-E, not L-O-D.
Oh, yeah,
I'm old.
That's funny.
You know me, I'll be tripping, man. I'm going to play one of our tracks, and then when I come back after this track, you give your information for people to hit you up, because I'm looking at the clock. We got like 10 more minutes, Dougie Fresh, something like that, about 12 more. And
right.
The name of the song is The Huggin' and the Lovin'. And the only reason why I named it that, Chris, is because, like you said, I have multiple songs on the same track.
Right.
So this is me and Chris when we did something in my studio. Now the time I want to play it is acting funny. Let me go to the, I'm going to go to the next one. There's another one that I put up there.
Okay.
And they look like they both spinning. You're going to do one more game on the other side.
Thank you.
the loving Chris Jordan and TAZ, Life Music / ATAZP. Chris, it was good having you on the show, bro.
Man, I had a lot of fun.
Give the people your information where people can hit you up, man.
Man, check me out on IG and Twitter at Life Music, LifeMusic. You can find me on Facebook at Chris Jordan. Type in Life Music. I'm normally the only one. There's somebody out there biting. yeah, that's it.
when is the new music come out, man?
Man, listen. So I got some stuff coming. All right, so I got new music, and it's with me, and I have some stuff with a couple artists I'm actually working with. And you can actually expect that in the next couple of weeks. I'll be making an announcement soon via IG, so make sure you're following Life Music. And I'll be making those special announcements, and you guys will be able to keep up with those updates. But I'll be dropping a video with the new music.
One of these days, you need to come in and co-host when I have a jazz artist.
Nice. That would be good. Okay.
You're not the only one I talk to that do does jazz. There's a whole lot of different cats, and beat makers too as well. So one of these days I hit you up.
Yeah, man.
But just ask me because I do a show every week, and I want to thank I want to thank Cousin Addy for calling in. We love you. We miss you.
Love you, cuz.
When you get your vocal cords together, call me so we can laugh. You know, we gonna laugh. That's for sure. and tell your father I said hello, man. And like I said again, I appreciate you coming through, cuz whenever you got something new, make sure you hit me up and let me know that you got something new. And we can do it on the show.
That's a bet. Matter of fact, I'll do that. I'll give you a call in the next week or so, and I'll let you get the exclusive on the new song, and we'll drop it on your show.
Okay, cool.
That's cool.
I'm going to end out with a song by David McLaurin. He's been on the show before, jazz artist that I met. And this is the title to his latest CD called The Villain. And the name of the song is The Villain. Again, thank you, Chris Jordan, for coming through. Thank you, Addy Jordan, for calling in and supporting the show. Love y'all both.
Love you, man.